Okay.
You know, some of the ladies are going back to the long coats, but basically, you know, your long coats went out with the fashion style quite a long time ago. Okay. You know, and everybody just wears a butt length coat.
Okay. So sort of almost what you might call a jacket, only thicker.
Yeah, it's a winter coat, but it only comes, you know, doesn't come down to your knees like the long coats. I still have some of my long coats, by the way.
Those would probably be something for more dressier wear, too.
Yeah, they are.
Okay. Do you see many cowboy boots around here? Do people wear cowboy boots?
Yeah. Yeah, the San Luis Valley thinks it's all cowboys.
They think.
You heard that?
I've heard from a lot of people talking about cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see many hats around here? People wear hats much, or?
Anybody that's got on a pair of cowboy boots has also got on a cowboy hat.
Okay, so you have to.
You have to match your attire.
Uniform.
Right.
Any other kind of hats people wear?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people wear still the old ear flap.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is my farmers I'm talking about, the original old timers that have to go out and feed cattle and so forth.
Yeah.
They pull their hats down, you know, and then they fasten a snap under the chin.
Uh-huh.
You see a lot of those.
That'll work. I heard it gets really
cold here. But then they, you know, those flaps will also fasten on top of the hat. So through the day it's up here, but in the mornings it's down here.
People wearing those yet? Or?
Oh, you bet.
Yeah.
Very common.
I haven't seen any. And I suppose people wear gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they're going to be working out. Like leather type, or?
Yeah, most people now have gone to the leather.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't. We had just cotton. Well, mom knitted us our mittens.
Okay.
We had mittens. We didn't have. Oh, I had gloves too. You know, to work if you were going to do the garden or if you were going to the hay field.
Yeah.
We had finger gloves, but for the most part, I wore mittens.
Okay.
Mom knitted our mittens.
They're going to be easier to make anyway.
Uh huh. And then we'd lose one every time we turned around. So she would also put a string on this one and run it up through the sleeve of our coat and around our back and the sleeve down. Yeah, so when you took your mittens off, see, they still were hanging outside the coat. Oh,
that's smart.
My mother was not dumb.
Yeah, I guess.
We managed to have two mittens some of the times.
Did you ever have a bed on the floor? Is that... Somebody ever make a bed on the floor?
Only if company came. Okay. We all had beds.
Right.
But, oh, yeah, we, you know, I still do.
Does that bed on the floor, anybody ever call it a pallet? You ever hear that? Pallet? No.
The only time we ever sat down a pallet, what we called a pallet, was when we would go to the deer hunting camp.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd have pallets all over the place.
Oh, okay.
But what we called a pallet was actually one of those fold-out army cots.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd make the bed on top of that. And we'd call that the pallet.
All right.
You know?
What about a sugan? Have you ever heard of a sugan?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
You tell me, what is it?
Some sort of heavy blanket that nobody in Colorado knows about.
Okay.
I'm not sure where it came from or where people use it, but...
Sounds like an Alaskan word to me.
Yeah, it's kind of different.
Eskimo.
Yeah. Do you use, when you cook or at some point, did you ever put anything over your clothing to protect it?
Oh, yeah. We had aprons all the time when I was a kid.
Is that something you still use?
I don't. Mm. I hated them then. I'm not going to use them now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, a lot of people do. Okay. We still have our aprons in here for our volunteers that... still insist, like you say, insist on having that apron. Anyone 70 and plus was raised that way, they have to have it. You know, it's against the law to not have an apron on.
Yeah, they were a bigger thing apparently at one time.
Yeah.
What about a piece of cloth that people use to blow their nose in?
Handkerchief?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still see those people use those, or people just use tissue now or something?
I have a whole drawer full of handkerchiefs, but I bet they haven't been out of the drawer in 15 years. You know, it's easier to buy Kleenex.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, we still, you know, I still have mine, but...
You see many old-timers wearing suspenders around here?
Quite a few. It's getting more and more common all the time.
Is that what they call them? Or?
Suspenders.
Okay. Yeah. And you ever hear the term trousers? People still use that?
Some people do, but for the most part, they all just refer to them as their pants.